You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
After 9 years of refusing the offer, Australia has agreed to send 450 migrants into refuge in Aotearoa. The system will see 150 refugees a year held in Australian prisons, trapped on Manus Island and Nauru, sent through. In the past 2 years of the pandemic, New Zealand has not reached its quota for refugees. To learn more, I spoke to Green Party MP Golruz Garaman about what the resettlement means and what comes next. Could you please quickly run over what the resettlement agreement is and what it will do for refugees?
Yeah, so this was an offer initially made by John Key almost a decade ago, so over 9 years ago, that the Ardern government last term renewed to Australia, which is that New Zealand would take 150 refugees off of Australia's prison islands for asylum seekers, which are on Nauru and Manus Island, 150 per year for 3 years, and that would be included within New Zealand's existing refugee quota, which at this point is 1,500 annually.
New Zealand originally offered to take in refugees from Australia 9 years ago. Why have they only now accepted?
Well, successive governments in Australia have shown a commitment to their offshore detention policy, which they say is aimed at deterring what they call irregular migration. So what they're trying to do is deter refugees from approaching the Australian border and claiming asylum, which is actually their right to do in Australian law and in international law, which makes what Australia itself is doing unlawful, and in particular the conditions that it's trying to create in order to quote-unquote deter people, which have been described by the UN and the international pretty conservative human rights organisations as amounting to torture. For that reason, because of their commitment to this kind of illusory deterrent system, they've turned down New Zealand's offer for that length of time. And I think, you know, Australia should be harshly criticised for the delay itself as much as for the conditions of the camps.
The Greens have welcomed this new... Go from the top. The Greens have welcomed the new announcement, but have said that more needs to be done. What changes do you think could be made from here on out?
Well, we are absolutely delighted for the numbers that are coming, who will now, after all of this time, be assured that they can, you know, build a life, be safe, be free. So it is an exceptional moment for those lives. So we do welcome the offer being accepted, and we were relieved that the offer was extended again once the change of government happened last term. But what we would like to see as a minimum is that the 150 isn't taking up spots in our regular quota, but is it on top of that. So New Zealand's annual quota is 1,500 refugees. That per capita is actually below what Australia itself accepts. So Australia obviously treats asylum seekers very harshly, that they are refugees by and large, and the offshore policy is horrifying and far worse than anything that most of our allies and partners would do. But New Zealand does less than what Australia does per capita when it comes to taking refugees overall. So we would like that to be rectified. We would like the quota raised, but as a bare minimum right now, the 150 should be on top of our annual quota. And taking into account that actually we haven't filled our annual quota for 2 years because of COVID, so certainly the resources there.
Do you see this as a positive development in trans-Tasman relations? And if so, are you optimistic that further cooperation can be achieved in the future?
It is a positive. It's sort of questionable whether or not this came about because the Australian government itself really wanted it, or whether there was a Senate deal made with an independent senator who, you know, that's wonderful either way. But what it does do is acknowledge that there's a place for New Zealand when it comes to countering Australia's really harmful border policy. And what I would like us to do is to call out our closest ally and trading partner by loudly calling for the camps to be shut down altogether. We'd hate for it to be that we take 150 per year for the next 3 years, and then there are 150 more every year added. You know, families and the camps have experienced extreme abuse. There's been horrific gender-based violence committed by guards. There's been suicide by refugees. So we actually need the camps to close. It's not a matter of allowing Australia to do what it likes and then for us to pick up the slack 10 years later.
Do you think that considering the fact that the COVID-19 pandemic is still very much so underway, that New Zealand is in the right position to be taking in further refugees?
What we do have by way of a resource that's been sitting there unutilised is the Mangere Refugee Resettlement Centre, which is built to take refugee intakes of, I think, 310 the last I checked, but, you know, a good number of people, and has medical facilities inbuilt, has facilities for kids, school, you know, all of that has just been waiting unutilised and could actually be used with some processes changed, obviously, as an isolation facility, for example. So in terms of being able to take in refugees safely, according with our public health response to COVID-19, we are well placed to do that.
Do you think that there's any more initiatives that need to desperately be taken right now regarding possibly new refugee centres to be built or any new resources for people who are in danger?
Well, what we hope, certainly for this new intake of 150 off Manus or Nauru, is that they get the wraparound support that they need, as particularly high needs refugees as a result of the torture that they've experienced. So these are people who've already proven that they've gone through either a war or persecution based on their race, religion, ethnicity, nationality or political belief, and it includes members of the rainbow community. So they've already gone through that, they've already proven that, and then they've been held for well over a decade in some cases. Some of them arrived as children, they're no longer children, so they will need the wraparound support in terms of mental health care and hopefully appropriate mental health care for those who've suffered the worst of the abuses, and I already mentioned gender-based violence, so that they can integrate into society. And, you know, they will be elated, they will be so grateful, but, you know, as that initial gratitude and joy kind of settles, it would be good to know that they have the wraparound support to integrate properly. But having said that, we also need better wraparound support for all refugees. They do seem to integrate quickly and achieve highly on all the indicators that we measure. But you know, with that support, I think all of our communities kind of benefit from that.
That was Gulruz Garaman from the Green Party on refugees resettling from Australia to Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.